very difficult to point out whether there is a particular issue which is causing all the chaos in Zanzibar since the start of the campaigns in Zanzibar and even before. But most of the Zanzibaris and even the friends of Zanzibar link the violence with the differences between the ruling party, that's the Chama cha Mapinduzi, CCM, and the opposition party, which is already seen as a threat to the ruling party, and perhaps it might be the next form the next government after these elections.
Now we'll come to the issue point a little later, but a common complaint by the opposition in many African countries, as you know, is that the ruling party in these countries has a monopoly on the media, the electronic media, severely restricting access to opposition parties. How has the CUF fared in this regard?
The same issue or instance has happened in Zanzibar elections, particularly compared to the Tanzania mainland. Some of the observers who are trying to follow up the elections campaign in Zanzibar have already assessed the coverage of the media, specifically the state media, and the opposition party, the CUF, have always complained about that, that they gave a very, very little or even no airtime to the media, whereas the ruling party, they get enough time to air or to talk to the public.
Now, I understand the CUF has threatened to launch a Ukraine-style revolution if it feels the ruling party rigs the vote and claims victory in the upcoming elections. Is the ruling party taking that threat seriously?
It seems so, because the current ruling party candidate in Zanzibar, that's the present, the incumbent president, Aman Karume, was recently quoted by the press threatening to use some of his powers or the government to act on those people, or specifically the opposition, if they will turn up in streets and disrupt the stability in the country. The main concern here is that the CUF, or the main opposition party, are very much concerned that in 1995 and the 2000 elections, they were rigged and they were not given the opportunity to form the government. Now they have threatened, and they are now serious doing that, promising and advocating their supporters to get prepared for that. So I think this has been taken seriously by the ruling party.
It is said that each national election in Tanzania brings to the fore the issue of how Zanzibar fits in as a federated part of Tanzania. Now, are the issues debated in this campaign in Zanzibar any different from the issues debated nationally?
The main issue in Zanzibar, apart from poverty and other social problems, federalism is discussed widely compared to the Tanzania mainland. This is just because that Zanzibaris have been complaining that the union government has been suppressing economically the Zanzibar government. They think that the union government has not taken serious steps in seeing that Zanzibar is stable politically and economically.